WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following message. What if everything you've been told about money was a lie? It's time for the truth. Welcome to Financial Coaching Radio, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. With your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. He's giving it to you straight and pulling back the curtain on the financial advice industry. No hidden agenda and no one-size-fits-all baby steps. Only unbiased, objective help for your entire financial life. Tackling your money questions at 893-1450. And now, here's the host of Financial Coaching Radio, commission-free, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls.
What is up? Welcome to the show. And of course, as you know, this is the place where you get the truth about personal finance. I'm certified financial planner Jason Qualls, one of the only commission-free financial advisors in Rutherford County. For more about commission-free financial planning, check out Jason Qualls, CFP.com, J-A-S-O-N-Q-U-A-L-L-S, CFP.com. Financial Coaching Radio is live and local. 893-1450 is the number if you want to jump in by phone. We'll take any money question you got. 893-1450. And financialcoachingradio.com is the web address for email and also social media links. Excuse me. We'll take questions, comments, and even disagreements if you got any of those. Web address once more, financialcoachingradio.com. And that number again, 893-1450. On Financial Coaching Radio, no hidden agenda. Not going to try to peddle some books, seminar tickets, and no financial products. Only the real deal money help on this show from real local money experts. Again, the web address for more about me, Jason Qualls, CFP.com, J-A-S-O-N-Q-U-A-L-L-S, two L's and an S, CFP.com. It's Friday. Hopefully we'll have a little fun today. But first, let's talk about something that's not so fun. We're 6 months into the full implementation of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Do you feel healthier? Does your do your coworkers, your neighbors feel healthier yet? A lot of Americans have lost their previous health care coverage, and now they're having trouble finding any actual doctors to treat them, even under their more expensive Obamacare coverage. I know Grant Lichtenwalter, president of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, feels healthier as a result of Obamacare. You know you do.
I do now. Now that my mic's on, I feel much healthier.
Based on nonpartisan hard numbers, the big winners in Obamacare, drum roll, not the patients, not the president, the insurance companies.
No.
Moody's noted this week that major insurers are raising rates, and that is called a credit positive move. The Healthcare Sector Select Fund ETF, which is comprised of health insurance companies that are publicly traded, is currently at a 52-week high, up 31% from last year. Your health insurance company is getting richer, and it's jacking up your health insurance rates because it can.
No. You must have read that wrong. Obama's for the small people.
Oh, I forgot.
No, that's evidently written wrong, or you've read it wrong.
Yeah, take it up with CNBC.
They like Obama, too.
Obamacare does not stop health insurance companies from getting richer. Wall Street is, of course, encouraging it, and there's nothing you or Grant or Obama can do about it.
Yeah, there was. Obama shouldn't have written it. There is something Obama could have done about it.
That ship has sailed, buddy.
Yeah, well, maybe he's on it. Did you ever think of that?
Maybe he has some stock in health. Maybe.
Oh, no.
You
know.
What about the doctors who complained that insurance companies dictated how they cared for patients and how they got paid? More patients covered by big insurers means the more they are beholden to the insurance companies than ever. No relief for doctors. If you are a physician, give us a call. I'd love to hear your perspective on how it's been.
Keep it clean.
On Obamacare. In the last 6 months, in the years leading up to the passage and implementation of Obamacare, the health insurers rarely suffered any significant losses on Wall Street. In fact, the same healthcare exchange traded fund that I mentioned moments ago, with the name again, is Healthcare Sector Select ETF, symbol XLV. It's up 31% over the past year and has more than doubled since 2009. The fact is, insurance companies are filled with experts who knew the law of Obamacare inside and out.
They wrote it. They wrote it.
And they knew all along how to make the most money from it. And profit they have, as they being the insurance companies, will continue to do so no matter what your Democrat or Republican politicians say. And while the insurers are the clear Obamacare winners so far, the politicians are the clear losers. So let's take a look at the six-month Obamacare scorecard from CNBC. Patients, are they a winner or loser?
Loser.
CNBC says inconclusive. I have to concur that it's... But you do have people that couldn't get a coverage before. The only people that really hate Obamacare... was the people that could get it before. That's the,
no,
the majority.
But Jason, okay, I know people that would have liked to become self-employed that couldn't become self-employed because they had to work for somebody that had benefits, or people that were beyond that that couldn't work and they were on, what, Medicaid or whatever. There was already...
Poverty health insurance.
Poverty, right? Yeah, where they were basically uninsurable and unable to work. So who was uninsured? The people that didn't want to have insurance. And those, guess what? Those people still don't have health insurance. And I agree.
Patients have gotten the shaft under Obamacare. Doctors, they must do more work for less money. Politicians, still fighting about Obamacare. Insurance companies, they are definitely winning, making money hand over fist as a result of Obamacare. How is this any different than it was in 2009 when we just had to have this law? Remember, we couldn't go without it any longer. We had to
critical.
Pass. Remember, Nancy Pelosi, we have to pass it before we know it's in it?
Yeah.
Wish we could get that clip.
Rafferty?
We can't. So it's not any... What was it really worth ripping the country apart over yet another partisan issue to enrich the same insurance companies just about everyone supposedly hated or wanted to change? That's right. What happened? Going to keep costs down. This is going to help. But now they're raising premiums and nobody can stop them. Let's review again in another 6 months to see if it gets better for patients.
I've used the example on the show.
Don't get your hopes up.
We sell flood insurance to the federal government. Of all the insurance I sell, it is the most out of control with laws, rules, changing laws. Nobody knows what's going on with it. It's out of control. And it's just flood insurance. And then whenever they talked about wanting to get into health insurance, I'm like, no.
Anything the government puts in the post office. Obamacare. What else?
Flood insurance.
Social Security. The only thing I could be wrong. I'm not a Medicare.
They're good at doing libraries. They're very good at like federal libraries.
They can build one heck of a library.
They can build one heck of a library in the technology age.
I'm not a Medicare expert. I know enough to deal with my clients, the issues they face. I don't have it. It's not like I'm a user of Medicare. We all have to pay into Medicare,
mm-hmm.
Not Medicaid. Medicare. From what the info I have gotten from patients, insureds, the people who use Medicare, it's pretty dang good health insurance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that's impressive. One government program out of 100.
But it's bankrupting our country. Yeah, it's great coverage, okay. But it's bankrupting our country because people were living longer and longer. So it wasn't set up right. They were supposed to die about age 60, and they're living in their 80s. So, yeah, it's great coverage.
893 if you want to jump in. 893-1450, excuse me, if you want to jump in by phone. FinancialCoachingRadio.com is the web address. After this break, we'll talk about one man's financial mistake that could cost his children $400,000. And you want to make sure you don't make this money mistake. Stay tuned. I'm Jason Qualls, commission-free certified financial planner in the house with the president of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, an independent home and auto insurance agency. That president would be Grant Lichtenwalter. We're back right after this. How long would your retirement nest egg last if you had to start writing an $8,000 check each month to cover long-term health care expenses? For most of us, not more than just a few years. That's why if you have assets, you can't go without long-term care insurance. Call Dan Curtis with Curtis Financial Group today at 224-9527 to learn more about how long-term care insurance can take the burden off your family and protect your life savings. That's 224-9527 or CurtisFinancialGroup.com. You make your money when you buy. This old adage is certainly true when it comes to buying real estate. Do you want to know how you can make sure you're getting the best deal on your next home or investment property? Hire a real estate agent who has the right skills and experience. Call Hope Wilson with Exit Realty today at 796-4151. That's 796-4151. Or visit sellwithhope.com.
Recent reports show that half of Americans don't have any of the most basic estate planning documents, like a will or powers of attorney. Folks, if you're married or have children, you can't put this off any longer. Call John Baker, estate planning attorney, right now at 896-5621. As a husband, wife, mother, or father, you owe it to your loved ones to make sure your estate plan is in order. So call John Baker at 896-5621 or go to bakercounsel.com.
Would you like your business to be more efficient? Well-organized financial records are the foundation of any successful business. Take an advantage over your competition today by calling Tutherow Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. They can provide you with expert bookkeeping, payroll services, tax planning, and much, much more. Go to thwcpa.com or call them at 848-1072 today.
Donegal offers car and homeowners insurance at rates that are very competitive. So competitive that Donegal's car insurance rates are among the lowest in the state. And if you insure your car and home with Donegal, Donegal will take up to an additional 10% off their already low rates. Donegal, a better value.
Let us quote your auto and home and maximize your discounts. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
Play it again, sports!
Your baseball and softball headquarters.
Whether it's bats, gloves, pants, or training aids, we've got a great selection to get you on the diamond this summer. Name brands like Easton, Louisville, Slugger, and Worth, but at Played Against Sports Prices, we're on Thompson Lane.
Good afternoon. South Church Street at Butler Drive. An injury accident causing some slowdown. Fender Bender, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane. Busy traffic through there. And also the accident now. We've also got Broad at Church and Broad at Memorial with busy traffic. Looks like Memorial Boulevard Medical Center Parkway also busy. Dr. Beautiful has a firecracker special. Free Botox. Call Dr. Beautiful to find out just how you can earn free Botox. Call today, 931-433-6871 or go online to drbeautiful.net. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGN.
That update brought to you by Safe Auto. Safe Auto gets it. That's why they help keep you in your car with the right car insurance for the right price right now. Because at Safe Auto, what drives them drives you. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is Financial Coaching Radio, the place where you can get the truth about personal finance. I'm Jason Qualls, commission-free certified financial planner in the house with the owner of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, an independent home and auto insurance agency. The owner is Grant Luchtenwalter, and he has a deal of the week he'll share after the half hour. In the last segment, we talked about who are the winners and the losers of Obamacare. We mentioned that fantastic, intellectual, honest, trustworthy quote by Nancy Pelosi. And I think we have it up about Obamacare, by the way. Do we have it? Roll the clip.
We're very, you've heard about the controversies within the bill, the process about the bill, one of the items. But I don't know if you have heard that it is a legislation for the future, not just about health care for America, but about a healthier America, where preventive care is not something that you have to pay a deductible for or out of pocket, that prevention is about diet, not diabetes. It's going to be very, very exciting. But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Pass the bill, which we just told you in the last
segment.
That
woman just, I mean, not just her. We're not picking on her.
Yes, we are.
They're evil. Those people are evil. Did you hear what she said about deductibles and copays? That's called personal responsibility. I mean, you used to have to, back when our grandparents were around, you had to, like, provide chickens and
you had to work
produce. I mean, the doctor played the swap game to deliver babies and to fix broken arms. People had to take from something out of their family to give to the doctor to get their, you know, medical stuff taken care of. Then it progressed on and, you know, the economy became more better. And then, you know, our parents, you know, they had to pay the hospitals, and then they got reimbursed from the insurance companies. I don't know if anybody can remember that, but that's the way our parents did. I'm 36. Parents had to pay the hospital, pay the doctor, get reimbursement from the insurance company, and reimburse themselves. I mean, it's gone so far to where she's now opposed to people doing anything except just, you know, makes it sound so good.
Pass the bill before we actually know what's in it. I love the comment. Let's pass the legislation.
I got to go home and take a shower after
for the Constitution, and then we'll write the Constitution. Oh, we do have to move on. We'll talk about this $400,000 mistake. A man, he makes a money mistake that could cost his children $400,000 of an IRA they would have inherited. A little background before we play this clip. But Leonard Smith lost his battle with cancer in 2008. He had worked with financial advisors and attorneys, obviously not very good ones, to make sure his children received the balance of his retirement funds when he died. He made one single mistake, and this clip will explain a lot of it, and then we'll cover it in more detail. Roll the clip.
Father wanted his IRA to go to his children. And what happened is, because he didn't fill out the beneficiary form correctly, it went to his wife of 2 months. Approximately 1 year after my father passed away, we learned that the beneficiary form was apparently not filled out correctly and that we would not be receiving the money from the IRA. What he did wrong was not list our names individually on the beneficiary form. When you write, as per my last will and testament, is apparently not a proper designation as to where the funds will go. I had no idea that a will could be trumped by an IRA beneficiary form. I was shocked over that fact. My father never intended this. He would be so angry. He would be so mad that no one informed him that he filled out the form incorrectly. It was worth over $400,000. I think as of today, it's over $600,000. It's really tough. I'm a single mom. I'm raising two boys, ages 9 and 19, all on my own. And it's hard to get by. It's a struggle. It's very stressful. It was really hard losing my dad and then having to go through this. So it was real difficult when she decided to exclude us from her life and to also not follow my dad's wishes and to take the IRA money when she knew that that's not where it was supposed to go. It still takes a toll on me after all these years. And sorry. We were in court over this IRA for, my goodness, almost 3 years, I believe. I did not end up getting the IRA.
So the IRA went to the dead father's wife of 2 months.
And what's the backstory? So what was?
Well, obviously he had a will that I guess outlined his wishes. He had an IRA and maybe some other stuff. He had a $400,000 IRA, and he thought since he had done a will, he could just put on his beneficiary form. Just go to my will, and the will will take over. Folks, life insurance where you name people as beneficiaries, 401ks where you name people as beneficiaries, IRAs, Roth IRAs, anything that has a beneficiary form, that is going to supersede your will. And if your financial guy is not making sure this is in order for you, like this guy said, he worked with financial people and attorneys. Now, his investment guy didn't say, look, we got to.
So who did they list as the beneficiary on the IRA?
He just said, pay according to my will, my last will and testament.
Okay, so why wasn't that sufficient?
Because you have to name people. You have to name people. I don't know why that is. I don't know.
So what did the last will and testament say?
That goes to the kids. But the money, the IRA company, the custodian, I guess, interpreted that writing on the form as being blank. Because you would think they would have paid it to his estate.
Yeah.
And then the kids would have gotten it.
That's the way I've always understood it to be, that's a good way to do it, because
well, we shouldn't. No, never name. Typically, you'll never want to name your estate of your IRA. It's tax nightmare.
Okay.
You want if unless you have minor children.
Okay, that's whenever I've mainly heard it used. When you have minor children, you can't name
small
a minor
IRAs. You got a $400,000, $500,000 IRA. You're probably from a tax standpoint, and I won't get into the tax deal today, but you lose a lot of tax advantages if you pay it through your estate. So it's better to name the people directly,
okay.
Get bypass probate, get the tax benefits of an inherited IRA. But all he had to do was just name his daughter on the form. His financial advisor said, hey, as we're doing your comprehensive plan, let's update your beneficiary forms. But if you're married and normally how your house is titled, you own a home together, that's not going to pass through your will either at the first death of your spouse. Your IRA, where you have a beneficiary name, not going to go through your will. Most stuff that you own, if you're married, is not going to go directly, go in through your will or go through probate. Mm-hmm. Your car is in your cash. People have it in their head. I have a will, and it takes over. No, in most cases with people that have cars, cash, homes, and IRAs, the will controls very little property. So this guy wanted his children, his daughter, to get his $400,000 IRA, which is now $600,000, but he goofed up on his beneficiary form and it went to his wife of a couple months. And can you believe, even though the wife had, saw a copy of the will,
yeah,
did not pay the money to the children?
Hey, she deserved that money.
Your estate is governed separately for your accounts with beneficiary designations, which include retirement accounts, life insurance policies, maybe even CDs, annuity contracts. So if your last will and testament designates one person as the beneficiary of your IRA, designates one person as a beneficiary, and your IRA designates someone else, the IRA beneficiary form will outrank the stipulations in your will. $6.5 trillion is held in IRAs, $5.9 trillion and employer-based plans like 401ks, according to the Investment Company Institute. You need to double-check your IRA 401k beneficiary forms every single year, and also when there's a major life change. Someone dies, someone gets divorced, someone gets remarried, or married the first time, not remarried, has a child.
Someone makes you mad.
Yes. You want to disinherit someone. This is a big myth out there. They just forget about the beneficiary forms. They may go to U.S. legal, blah, blah, blah.
Or call their attorney.
Get their $20 will.
Or they may even call their attorney and have it switched in that. Changed in their will.
If you have IRA and 401k, don't make this $400,000 mistake. Name the people you want to inherit it. But also find out about the repercussions of every option. You mentioned naming your estate. as a beneficiary of an IRA. There's positives and negatives to that. One of the negatives is the tax implications of not.
Doesn't have to be over a certain amount, though.
No.
No.
The way if you do not name a person, you name I want my IRA to pass to my estate. Mm-hmm. You write that on the form. Then your heirs that ultimately would inherit that, because it would be controlled by your will, are going to have to withdraw that money within 5 years.
Okay.
But if you name the people directly and it goes to Johnny and Susie,
it just sits there.
Then they can keep it as an inherited IRA or roll it to their own name, stretch out the distributions, minimize the blow of taxes, and they can spend it at their own accord. Where if you don't name them directly, then it's 5 years got to be pulled out. So most people, when you present that to them, want to name people directly unless they have minor children. But whether you choose to name your estate and you understand it, or you choose to name your beneficiaries by name directly, fill out the form completely, understand both options. This dude didn't understand that just by writing that little statement on his beneficiary form for his IRA, that it was a big screw-up.
He probably didn't write it. The financial guy probably did.
That would be terrible, wouldn't it? Estate planning is a vital part of your financial plan. If your financial guy is not helping you with your insurance plan, your investment plan, your retirement plan, and your estate plan, you more than likely don't have a financial plan or a financial advisor. What you have is a financial salesperson.
You need to put that. Is that on your website? That last quote you just read.
I just said it.
You need to put it on your website, right there, the front page.
Front page.
I'm just trying to help you out.
I'll let you take care of that.
All right.
My website tomorrow?
Sure. You want me to update your website? It might be a while.
893-1450, financialcoachingradio.com. You have a deal.
Yes.
Coming up right after this, deal of the week, where Grant tells the listeners where he saves his clients hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars. You are listening to Financial Coaching Radio. I won't defend you anymore, you see. The aches in every bone, I'll die alone, but not for you.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, Omnihead Vestmont in Sparta, and the Rutherford Home Show, Saturdays at noon on WGNS.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rights for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today, 893-7111.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Are you ready for the 4th of July? Start with the Rock the Pool Party at the Outdoor Water Park at SportsCom. That's at 10 a.m. Family activities from 5 until 8. The Murfreesboro Symphony at 8 o'clock and fireworks at 9. That's at SportsCom. And also on the 4th of July, the Friday Night Live concert on the Murfreesboro Square. Bring your lawn chair. That fun begins at 6:30. Sign up now for Start Smart Baseball. It's a great and safe way to introduce 2- and 4-year-olds to organized t-ball, baseball, and softball. Sign up now at SportsCom, Patterson Park Community Center, and the Barfield main office. Uncle Dave Makin' Days, Friday through Sunday, July the 11th through the 13th at Cannonsburg. Don't miss Uncle Dave Makin' Days. And the WGNS Good Neighbor Blood Drive is scheduled for Tuesday, July the 1st, from 8 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon in the gym at the Patterson Community Center. We'll be broadcasting from there, and I look forward to meeting you. For more Good Neighbor events, go to WGNSradio.com.
Hi, I'm Robert McConnell from Robert's Auto Repair. What's the difference between my car repair shop and some of the others here in town? We work hard with our customers and treat them like family.
Robert's Auto Repair, honest and fair, on Broad across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Good afternoon. South Church Street at Butler Drive. An injury accident causing some slowdown. Fender Bender, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane. Busy traffic through there. And also the accident now. We've also got Broad at Church and Broad at Memorial with busy traffic. Looks like Memorial Boulevard Medical Center Parkway also busy. Dr. Beautiful has a firecracker special. Free Botox. Call Dr. Beautiful to find out just how you can earn free Botox. Call today, 931-433-6871 or go online to drbeautiful.net. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGN.
Moms, stop the endless complaining about what's for dinner. Sir Pizza can deliver not only the best pizza known to man, but pasta, subs, wings, and more. Nothing will shut up a hungry teen like Sir Pizza on Memorial, East Main, and South Church. Sir Pizza, it's what's for dinner.
Weather Eye.
Heavily to mostly cloudy tonight. Areas of showers and storms, a low near 70. High of 83 on Saturday. Lots of clouds, areas of showers and storms. Slight chance of showers and storms Saturday night. I'm WGNS meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now it's 81.
An exclusive look at Rutherford County weather from our own meteorologist. WGNS Weather Eye forecast is on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11, and WGNSradio.com.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back to Financial Coaching Radio, the one show where you can get the truth about personal finance. 893-1450 if you want to jump in by phone. Financialcoachingradio.com is the web address for email and social media. Any money question, I can answer it. I'm Jason Qualls, one of the only commission-free certified financial planners in Rutherford County. I'm in the studio live with Grant Lichtenwalter, owner of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, an independent home and auto insurance agency. And now it's time. You need to get some theme music for your deal of the week. Can we get some theme music?
We need something, don't we? All right, I'll work on that. Or actually, you work on that. I got to put that thing on your website. So while I'm putting that on your website, you work on my theme music.
I'll get you some theme music.
There you go.
Some 1970s kind of. All right, deal of the week.
This is a double.
Actually, real life cases where he saves his clients hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars by shopping their home and auto insurance and getting them the coverage they need. Go at it.
This is a double deal of the week because I've actually had this client since 2010. This is one of the ones, if you've listened very much, where I actually illustrate the fact that I was actually able to take one of my existing clients and save them money again. So I'm going to back up to 2010. Gentleman was with State Farm Insurance and home, and he had one car at the time and was able to save him $400 back then. He was paying, which was
in 2010?
In 2010, about 40%. Able to save him about 40%. He's only paying about $1,452. Was able to knock him down to about $1,000, saved him about $400. Well, over the years, he's added another car, actually a full coverage car. Insurance has crept up to about
20. So he stayed with you. He liked you back then. He's been with you 4 years.
Still likes me. He called in about a week ago and said, "Hey, Grant, my insurance has crept up here a little bit." Now, let's give you another scenario. You call your State Farm agent. You call your Farm Bureau agent. You call your Nationwide agent. Any of your captive-type companies that they only represent one company, you call them and tell them that you're not happy about your rate. You're going to hear something to the tune of, "Oh, well, rates are going up for everybody. It's all the hailstorms."
Oh, they won't say SOL?
No, not usually, unless it's been a long day for them. But, you know, there's nothing they can do. It's not that they're making excuses. It's just there's nothing they can do. Let's break their contract and then try to write it outside their company. But with us, independent agents, that's not the case. So I said, "Okay, sir, let me look. It does seem like it's gotten kind of expensive. Let me take a look at this." Went back to the drawing board, quoted him up, Re-quoted them up, new company, switched them to a new company. And again, back with the State Farm deal, I forgot to mention this, got to put this little plug in because we're always big on this. Moved them from 100, 300 liability and uninsured motorist limits to the quarter million, half million. So he's already got the good limits.
That was back 4 years ago.
4 years ago. So yeah, he's had the good coverage all this time.
Two and a half times coverage, right?
And saved him $400.
And saved him 400 years back in 2010. And now he wants to reshop his rate again 4 years later, and he can do so because you're an independent agent.
Right. So went back to the, put him back in the system, updated everything, got his cars updated, driving record beautiful, everything looks great. Saved him $919. And he gets to keep me as his agent. We don't even have to break up or, you know, cancel out or anything. We took care of everything, switched it all over for him, and he's happy as can be. And we do this all the time for our clients. That's the difference between your State Farm agent or your Farm Bureau agent. They can't do that. It's not that they don't want to do it or they're lazy or anything like that. They literally can't do it. Rates go up and down for every insurance company out there. And when you have a good independent agent, you can take advantage of that and keep your agent that's going to have your best interest at heart. There's a lot of, we've talked about it on here many times. Many, many good State Farm agents in this community. Many, many good Nationwide. Many, many good Allstate. Many, many good Farm Bureau agents. But the difference is they can't do anything about your rate. You can pay to keep them a lot more, or you can come over here and get a quote from me and keep me for the rest of your life, and we can continually get you competitive rates and keep me as your advisor.
And it's an easier buying process when you're shopping with the same agent, I could imagine.
Oh, totally.
Because they didn't have to go out and seek out someone else. Well, is this guy good? Is he bad? Kind of get do the whole
meet and greet. Run down his time in this whole event. He called me and said, "Hey, Grant, can you take a look at my rates? It seems like they've gone up." He actually talked to my office manager. It was a 2-minute conversation. So he's got 2 minutes invested there. I called him back, told him the good news. We had another 5 minutes invested there. We're up to 7 minutes. I emailed him everything over. He signed everything. We'll give it another 5 minutes. So he's got 12 minutes into saving $919.
Pretty good investment on time.
Less than the 15 minutes insurance is promised, and I came in under the 15 minutes. So
you saved him more than 15%?
I saved him a lot more, yes. It was about 40%. So about 12 minutes, he saved $919.
Now the insurance is on that too, right? They're like,
oh yeah, they're 15. They're,
now they
they're,
say we can do it less than 10 or something.
Oh, are they down to? Yeah. Well, I didn't do it at less than 10. It probably took him 12 minutes by the time he printed everything off, scanned it back in, and sent it back to me.
898-0053 is the number to Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. They'll care. They'll show you the care they have to getting you the coverage that you need based on your financial plan. But they'll also save you as much money as they possibly can because they can shop around. 898-0053. Would you like to spend 12 minutes of your time and save $900? Mm-hmm. That'd almost pay for my entire trip to Florida.
Wow, what a trip. $900. How are you going to Florida for $900?
I live on the beach.
You live on the beach.
I'm gonna put a tent up.
You sleep under some newspapers, yeah. Some cardboard.
Give me some plastic.
Are you hitchhiking down there?
Kroger bags. You know. What we can do to stay dry. I hope it doesn't rain. But anyway. 12 minutes for $900. The web address for shopping your home and auto insurance with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group is mid10insgroup.com. That's mid10insgroup.com. mid10insgroup.com.
New website, just revamped the website. It's more phone friendly.
It's aesthetically pleasing.
Aesthetically and phone pleasing.
It looked pretty good before.
It's better.
Why is
we're
it
always
phone
improving.
Pleasing? Explain that one.
It's just more for your whatever your handheld devices. It's more formatted for your handheld devices where you can ease of navigating on your phone.
Oh, smartphone.
Smartphones, yeah.
Oh, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. So you got one of the you got a mobile site.
Yes, whatever. Well, I just regurgitate. I'm trying hard to regurgitate what the website guy told me.
I bet you get a lot of referrals from existing clients when stuff like that happens.
We do. I mean, the referrals from existing clients, and that should say something. We get a ton of referrals. I mean, daily, we get people calling in saying, "Hey, so-and-so told me to call you." And we're able, you know, just because somebody tells you to call doesn't mean you're going to switch if we can't save them some money. So not only do we have the testimony of the existing clients, but then we take that person and we turn around and, you know, somebody's been with a company for 20, 30 years and save them $1,000. I love what I do. It's a good position to be in. I save people money for a living, and then I get to also earn their business over years and have shown them that we do care, not only with claims, but with reshopping their insurance and making sure we can keep as much that money in their pocket, as valuable as money is these days.
Fox Business wrote an article a few days ago, why the lowest car insurance quote isn't always the best option.
True.
They mentioned make sure if you're shopping your auto insurance or any insurance for that matter, that you're comparing apples to apples.
Very true.
You bring that up when you're shopping online. Mm-hmm. You may not be actually quoting the same limits.
Or even the same coverages. You might be omitting coverages.
They're even recommending kind of where you fall. If you have assets and you own a home, you need at least $100,000, $300,000 on your autos. We many times recommend $250,000, $500,000. But even policies with the same coverages may not be equal in other ways. And this is what I want to discuss. Some common restrictions. One provision is known as the step-down provision. It allows the insurer to drop down your liability coverage to just state minimum, even if you pay for higher limits when someone not listed as a driver on your policy drives the vehicle.
Don't think that applies in Tennessee. I've never heard of that one, Jason. So there's different states. Insurance.
Yeah, all 50 states are different.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. On any of our policies, they have exclusions where you can exclude drivers, but that's, you want to try to avoid that too if you can. We do that in the agency from time to time, but we do it as a last resort, because if you ever have somebody like a teenage driver listed as an excluded driver and they take the car without your permission and wreck it,
SOL.
Yeah, they're bad. I've had to have that conversation with parents, like, if you want this lawsuit paid for, you're going to have to pick up the phone and call the police and report the car stolen. And they literally have to basically get a felony on their child so that they don't get stuck with paying off the lawsuit. It's a bad situation.
My kid steals my car. He's going to have a lot more to worry about than the cops picking him up.
I can assure this kid did here. His mom was bawling on the phone. It was a bad deal. But, we explain everything. That's one thing you got to be sure with. This stuff is not, it's a feel-good thing. Like, I hear people say, my company, they've always taken care of me. It's like, really? You got subpar limits here. You better be glad you've never been sued for anything more than $50,000.
My kid steals my car, he might as well just keep it.
Keep on driving.
Exclusions for drivers under 25. The insurer won't cover an accident if the driver of your vehicle is under the age of 25. Is that a normal exclusion with some insurance companies?
No, never.
It has to be done physically.
Yeah, that's again, maybe some states like...
What about the sketchy coverages? The ones they advertise on, the get you... covered for whatever.
Yeah,
The SR22 companies, would they have these limitations?
No, I don't think so. I mean, they typically, no. I mean, their rates are higher because a lot of this stuff happens. It just may be in Tennessee that they're not allowed to do this stuff in the state of Tennessee. Our insurance laws here in Tennessee are very consumer favored. So this would be stuff that would be kind of anti-consumer.
Word to the wise on the financial media regarding insurance products like car insurance and home insurance. Since it's state specific, they're writing this article, and we're two out of three of the major issues this article brings up by Fox Business, and it doesn't even apply to our state.
Right. No, I mean, I've never heard of any company, good, bad, or indifferent.
So be wary of where you get your financial information. No coverage for permissive drivers. Most policies will extend coverage to those outside your household that you give permission to use your car now and then, but some do not and only cover listed drivers. Does that apply in Tennessee?
No, I mean, basically the rule of thumb that we tell people, like, they'll call in and say, hey, I need to put so-and-so on as a driver. And we're like, okay, well, let's say it's their uncle. So how often is your uncle driving? And, he's just driving. He's just coming into town from wherever, Florida. He's coming in to visit from Florida. He's just going to drive it the week he's here, and then he's going to go home. It's like, oh, no, you don't need to put him on there. That's silly. But now if you've got an uncle that lives down the street that borrows your car Tuesday and Thursday to go to work, then you need to put them on there as a driver. So the rule of thumb, that doesn't really apply in Tennessee either, because if the person is driving the car on what we would consider a regular basis,
permissive basis.
Yes, a daily, a weekly, a monthly basis, that that person is going to be borrowing that car on a routine basis for whatever reason, you need to put them as a driver. If it is a random act, like, hey, I need to borrow your car, mine's in the shop today, that's the, you don't need to put them on there as a driver. Or if I borrow your car, Jason, let's say my car's in the shop and I borrow your car, you don't need to call me up. And well, that's going to get confusing. You need to call your agent up.
My agent, I would assume my agent is covered since he's driving my car.
But you don't have to, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to call your agent if I'm going to borrow your car for the day and put them on the policy for the one day.
What about this last one about rental car? Do some companies exclude coverage for rental where your liability and collision coverage is transferred to the rental? Some cheaper companies may not extend coverage for rental cars.
Again, this that may be true. None of the companies that we represent, I can say that, which we try not to represent the lesser quality companies.
You don't sell the sketchy ones,
no.
Huh?
And none of the companies, we get that call a lot. Does my full coverage insurance cover the rental car? Yes, it does. All the companies we represent, which we have about a half a dozen or more now, that for auto insurance, and all of them cover rental cars. So that may be true in Tennessee. Never heard of it, though. I mean, I don't deal with a lot fortunately, with the sketchier companies.
Again, to reach out to Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, 898-0053, MIDTNINSgroup.com. We're going to take a short break. We're back right after this. This is Financial Coaching Radio. Get a second opinion. Get a second opinion. Get a second opinion. I'm Jason Qualls, commission-free certified financial planner. I can't stress enough how important it is for you to get a second opinion on your investments and financial plan. Unfortunately, since most financial advisors care more about selling you financial products than providing objective advice, it can be hard for you to know who has your best interest in mind. Call me, Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner, for a free no obligation investment review at 878-2134, or go to my website, jasonquallscfp.com. Are there holes in your financial plan? The foundation of a solid financial plan sits atop of the right amount of life insurance, long-term disability insurance, and even long-term care insurance. Just because insurance isn't that fun to talk about doesn't mean an unexpected event won't wreck your financial world. Call Dan Curtis of Curtis Financial Group today and make sure your financial foundation is on solid ground. Dan Curtis, Curtis Financial Group, at 224-9527. That's 224-9527, or go to curtisfinancialgroup.com.
Have you been on the fence about putting your home up for sale? Right now could be the perfect time. Inventory levels are still low in Rutherford County, and you could have the home someone has been waiting for. Call Hope Wilson with Exit Realty at 796-4151. Be sure to mention Financial Coaching Radio and get a free, no-obligation home valuation. 796-4151, Hope Wilson, sellwithhope.com, 796-4151.
Would you like your business to be more efficient? Well-organized financial records are the foundation of any successful business. Take an advantage over your competition today by calling Tuthero Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. They can provide you with expert bookkeeping, payroll services, tax planning, and much, much more. Go to thwcpa.com or call them at 848-1072 today.
Play it again, sports!
Your baseball and softball headquarters.
Whether it's bats, gloves, pants, or training aids, we've got a great selection to get you on the diamond this summer. Name brands like Easton, Louisville, Slugger, and Worth. But at Played Again Sports Prices, we're on Thompson Lane.
Good afternoon. Those earlier accidents have cleared, but we still have quite a bit of congestion. Old Fort Parkway at Chapin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, busy traffic. I-24 at 96, I-24 at Medical Center Parkway. Lots of slowdown. Memorial at Medical Center Parkway, lots of congestion. Dr. Beautiful is having her annual firecracker special through July 4th. Get 2 syringes of Juvederm and 40 units of Botox for just $1,200. Call 931-433-6871 or go on out to drbeautiful.net. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on
Rutherford County. It's time to roll up your sleeves and show the American Red Cross what being a good neighbor is all about. The Good Neighbor Blood Drive is Tuesday, July 1st, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Patterson Park Gym. We need your help making sure we have enough life-saving blood here in our community.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Yeah!
Welcome back to the show. We're usually with you every Monday through Friday right here on WGNS from 4 to 5 p.m. And if you miss any part of the show, today's show, any show, you can listen anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, iPad, iPod, laptop, PC, doesn't matter. Just go to financialcoachingradio.com, financialcoachingradio.com. Click archives and you'll get a long list of almost every show we've done in the past, listed by date and by main topic. We try to talk about stuff regarding helping you make better money moves on Financial Coaching Radio that you can't get anywhere else. We believe you already know to live on less than you make. We want to make sure you're getting expert guidance. At least you have a resource for this information. Some of this stuff's not covered on some many other financial shows. So on Financial Coaching Radio, we want to make sure we're addressing some simple topics, but also some complex topics because it is part of your financial life. May not always be fun to talk about. There's some major issues with some levels of financial advice in Rutherford County. So we want to be the resource that gives you the info you cannot get anywhere else. financialcoachingradio.com, click archives. And also, as you listen to the show throughout the week and you hear me discuss getting a second opinion, I can't tell you how big of a deal this actually is. There's a lot of less than adequate, some downright misleading, terrible money advice going on out there in our community. And usually coming from advisors who work on commission, some form or fashion. That's why you got to get a second opinion from a commission-free, otherwise known as fee-only certified financial planner. Make sure they're paid only by you and they only work for you. Make sure they're independent. And you want to make sure they have the top designation in the business of certified financial planner. To find out how I do things, go to jasonquallscfp.com, jasonquallscfp.com. We're out of here. We'll be back on Monday before you know it, and we'll be back the same time, same channel, 4 to 5 p.m. Everyone have a safe and happy weekend. Stay tuned for more live and local all sports talk right here on WGNS.
You've been listening to Financial Coaching Radio with commission-free certified financial planner Jason Qualls. Tune in weekdays here on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. The information on this show is intended for educational purposes only. All information and opinions expressed by the host or its guests does not constitute financial, accounting, or legal advice. You should seek advice from a qualified professional before acting on any information on this show and consider whether it's suitable for your particular circumstances.